Musician Maryam Qaddous grew up a shy girl in an Afghan immigrant family in Union City. When she wanted to pursue music, it was a first for her family, her culture, and her larger community.
My household, non-musical, totally non-musical. I mean, my mom knows who Adele is and who Beyonce is and who Michael Jackson is, like the big giant pop stars. But that's it.
Now 23, Qaddous is a rocker known as Doe Eye, and she performs her style of grunge rock and soul around the Bay Area and the country. Last May, she was the West Coast finalist in the Billboard Battle of the Bands, and she had a full-page spread in Billboard magazine. She recently released her first full-length record called Television. The name Doe Eye, she says, comes from someone's description of her eyes, large and innocent like a doe. She says she's still shy, but it all goes away on stage, as we'll hear in this edition of Bay Area Beats.
I asked my parents for a guitar for my 12th birthday and then started learning how to play. Being 12 years old and wanting to play guitar and being a girl, just in the culture that I grew up in, was kind of new for them. So even when I asked for that, they were like, really?
There's nowhere I belong, not even in your arms.
My parents weren't really... They were never like, you should take piano lessons, you should take guitar lessons, you should do all that. Like, they were supportive. It was one of those things where they're kind of weary about it and didn't really understand why I wanted to do that, but then were supportive about it. They, in the beginning, when I was 12 years old, they helped pay for my guitar lessons. But once I turned 16, the first thing I did was get a job. And then I started paying for my own stuff and paying for my voice lessons and my guitar lessons and just anything in order to become a better musician. I took care of myself after that.
I'll spend these tears on someone else.
My songs have pop format, but the instruments and it's what's going on behind them is abstract at times. My songs are not Katy Perry, really strict pop songs. They're a little bit more experimental, but they have the same sort of format as something Katy Perry would write at times. Yeah. The song Just Kids, I wrote in the middle of reading the book called Just Kids by Patti Smith, and was inspired by really just true love. Love songs that I've written in the past have been really sad or angry, and I wanted to write a song that speaks to sort of the beginning stages of love when everything's just awesome. So.
Is it the way you call my name? Is it the way?
I don't think I have a rock star personality. When I'm on stage, I'm not like, look at me, I'm a rock goddess. It's not how I am. I think when I'm on stage, I'm myself.
As I walk out the door, centered and calm. Disappointment.